This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, June 17th, A.D. 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Dozens of troops from India and China were reportedly killed in a dispute along a contested area of their shared border, the first bloody clash between the two countries in decades, and an event with the potential to spark even more violence, reports U.S. News and World Report. American intelligence believes 35 Chinese troops died, including one senior officer. The incident took place during a meeting in the mountainous region between the two sides, both of which had agreed to disarm, to determine how the two militaries would safely withdraw their presences from the region. All of the casualties were from the use of batons and knives and from falls from the steep topography. According to the U.S. assessment, the Chinese government considers the casualties among their troops as a humiliation for its armed forces and has not confirmed the numbers for fear of emboldening other adversaries. On Tuesday, North Korea bombed an inter-Korean liaison office in a town on the border with South Korea in an escalation of tensions on the Korean Peninsula, reports NBC News. The North Korean state news agency, KCNA, reported yesterday that the office was, quote, completely ruined, end quote. South Korea's Vice Unification Minister, Seo-ho, who co-headed the liaison office, said the bombing was, quote, unprecedented in inter-Korean relations, end quote, calling it, quote, a nonsensical act that should have not happened, end quote. President Donald Trump signed an executive order yesterday encouraging police departments nationwide to enact policies that prohibit the use of chokeholds, that restrict airflow except in situations where the use of deadly force is permitted, reports the Christian Post. Weeks after the Memorial Day death of George Floyd, a black man, who died after now-fired white police officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee down on Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes as other officers restrained his back and legs, Trump announced a new wide-ranging executive order in a ceremony held in the White House Rose Garden. Listen.
We're joined today by law enforcement professionals and community leaders. Though we may all come from different places and different backgrounds, we're united by our desire to ensure peace and dignity and equality for all Americans. Today, I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. These standards will be as high and as strong as there is on earth. The vast majority of police officers are selfless and courageous public servants. They are great men and women. When others run away from danger, police run straight into harm's way, often putting their lives at stake to protect someone who they don't know or never even met.
On Monday, Attorney General William Barr ordered the scheduling of executions for 4 death row inmates convicted of murdering and, in 2 cases, raping children in what would be the first federal execution since 2003, reports Fox News. He said, quote, the American people, acting through Congress and presidents of both political parties, have long instructed that defendants convicted of the most heinous crimes should be subject to a sentence of death, end quote. The last federal execution took place on March 17, 2003. Although a district court tried to prevent the Bureau of Prisons from carrying out the executions, the U.S. Court of Appeals rejected the injunction, allowing Barr to schedule the dates of execution. The executions will take place on July 13th, 15th, 17th, and August 28th. Genesis 9, verse 6 declares, whoever sheds human blood, by human shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made mankind. Yesterday, the Worldview reported that Colorado had passed Senate Bill 163, which, quote, tightened requirements, end quote, on immunizations for children. However, the Lord mercifully provided an exemption for homeschooling families. The Worldview spoke to Stephen Craig, executive director for the Christian Home Educators of Colorado, on how the exemption came about. Listen.
There was a few of us that gathered outside the Capitol building on Friday afternoon and just were crying out to God for mercy. We know that he controls the hearts of kings and turns them like a river wherever he chooses. And it was just amazing to see him work during the next 24 hours. And by the end of Saturday night, we had an exemption for homeschoolers. Literally the only group of people that are not going to be subjected to these new burdensome requirements.
Craig said that God orchestrated the COVID-19 quarantine to kill other bills that were worrisome for Christians in the state.
Of course, the COVID-19 situation shut down the session, the legislative session, for a period of time. And really that killed a couple of the bills that we were worried about, just because there wasn't time, and when they reconvened, they decided not to pursue them further.
May this be a good and powerful reminder of the words in Proverbs 21, verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he will. An Idaho church has decided to remove Confederate General Robert E. Lee from a stained glass window in its sanctuary that also features George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, reports the Christian Post. Cathedral of the Rockies, a United Methodist Church congregation located in Boise, announced the decision to change the window, which dates back to 1960. The leadership stated, quote, "The gospel of Christ Jesus compels us, and our baptismal vows embolden us to resist evil, injustice, and oppression," end quote, labeling the Lee image, quote, "divisive and hurtful," end quote. Furthermore, they said, quote, "We believe this section of our window to be inconsistent with our current mission, to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Symbols of white supremacy do not belong in our sacred space," end quote. Apparently, the inclusion of General Robert E. Lee in the stained glass window was a decision made in 1958 by a committee as a nod to inclusion for the Southerners who had moved to Boise. American shoppers ramped up their spending on store purchases by a record 17.7% from April to May, delivering a dose of energy for retailers that have been reeling since the coronavirus shut down businesses, flattened the economy, and paralyzed consumers during the previous 2 months, reports the Associated Press. William Moore, who lives in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. He said, quote, "The regular reports on the worldwide church are really helpful and encouraging, as well as the frequent updates on such important biblical issues like abortion and Christian freedoms," end quote. Toward our goal of raising $60,000 by Tuesday, June 30th, to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air, we're trying to raise $45,000 by this Friday, June 19th. Listeners had already pledged $31,500. We're grateful to our new donors, including Rachel in Greentown, Indiana, who gave $25, and Laura in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, who gave $50. Special thanks to Jenny in St. John's, Florida, who gave $100, and Kirsten in Filler, Idaho, who gave $250. And praise God for the generosity of David in Fort Sumner, New Mexico, and an anonymous donor in Shawnee Mission, Kansas, both of whom gave $300, as well as James in Longview, Washington, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300. Those seven donors gave $1,325. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $32,825. We are now $12,175 away from hitting our third week's goal of $45,000 by this Friday, June 19th. To hit that goal, I need to find 20 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 10 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. Perhaps there might be two listeners who could pledge $100 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $1,200. Please go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 17th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.